Please be upstanding for a new recording of Things We Like.
Things we like, radical animals.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Hello, I'm Jim.
Hello, I'm Alf.
Hello, I'm Andy.
And this week, we're going to be discussing the esoteric mystery that is the pyramids.
Oh, yeah!
The pyramids.
Have you heard of the pyramids? They're big triangles in the desert.
If you haven't, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
I don't know, I suppose it's possible.
Possible to not have heard of pyramids.
It's unlikely, but it's possible.
Yeah, they're kind of everywhere, like kids' books.
Do you mean like the pyramids in Egypt, or do you mean just like the shape of a pyramid? I imagine most people have heard of.
I don't know, both.
The shape,
man,
of a pyramid.
I don't know, man. Like, that's probably more people have heard of the pyramids than are aware of the shape of a pyramid outside of actual the pyramids.
I don't know.
Because how many people were shit at maths? They definitely stopped paying attention when it got to complex shapes. Which I know is not like a really complex shape, but it's more than 2D. It's a three-dimensional shape.
It is called a pyramid, right? A five-sided shape, four triangles, one square. That's a pyramid.
Interestingly, the pyramid at Giza, like, that's the big one, by
in
the way.
Egypt.
The biggest one.
Yeah, well, it's Khufu's pyramid, the pyramid at Giza. There's three pyramids.
Yeah, allegedly.
There's quite a few at Giza.
Giza Necropolis, which is the six of them that are right next to each other that include the queen pyramids, which were
the three
much smaller,
ones.
Yeah. And includes the Sphinx as well.
Yeah. That Khufu's pyramid is actually, it's not four sides, it's eight. Like,
well, it's like a giant diamond.
There's like a dent in each face, so there's two planes on each face.
Each triangle is actually
two triangles.
Know that at all.
Yeah, like, they only found out, like, it's, you can only really see it from above and when the light's at a certain point, but they're basically slightly concave, but there's a fairly definitive line in them, but it's really subtle.
Which,
so they're actually eight, well, nine-sided, I guess.
For structural reasons? Keep it stronger or something?
Fuck news.
That doesn't sound right.
No, thought it'd be, maybe it's, like, sagging, or maybe it's just the fact that, I don't know, they're big enough to be affected by the curvature of the Earth.
Probably.
People are planning them before, like, doing it using GPS satellites and whatnot.
And whoever planned them very well.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, Imhotep.
Allegedly.
Well, he made the first
Doja.
Popular one.
Doja, is it?
I like to pronounce it Doza, and imagine
Doza,
that
yeah,
that's the
cool.
guy from Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's Gozer, yeah. Isn't it?
It did put the same sounding thing.
And similar, right? Well,
yeah.
Come the same square 1,000 miles.
Yeah, but apparently he and the pharaoh at the time came up with the idea. They had a thing called a masathala or something. Masala. It's like basically a rectangle burial tome, and they came up to, and then they came up with putting them, you know, stacking them one on top of another.
Yeah.
And that's where that came from, apparently.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'd heard that too. I saw a really interesting documentary about, it was this French guy who's an architect who was looking into how they built it, and obviously there's all the. Have you seen this?
I know of him, Jean-Pierre Houdin.
Yeah, that sounds right.
That's his name.
An ancient technique.
The guy came up with putting it internally, building it internally.
Yeah. Oh, I'm interested to know what.
Well,
what,
it's.
Heard about
explain
this?
The concept of building it internally.
I think that Alf should. I mean,
okay, so they said,
idea.
Like, there was three. I can only remember two of the other major. So there's like three theories on how they managed to build it. Essentially, one was that they had a big ramp that goes right up the front of it. Basically,
a big sand ramp.
Yeah, well, it probably wasn't a sand ramp. They reckon probably more likely it would have been stone. It was like a proper construction. Because if you look at the size of some of the blocks they had to move up there, like, sand probably wasn't going to cut it. But,
yeah.
But anyway, they reckon it's either a ramp up the front, that they had a system of small cranes built on the side of it that moved shit up to the top, or
a bit doozle-like.
They had like they built an external sort of spiral path all the way to the top. Well, this French guy theorized that there's an internal ramp. So in his theory, they used the big front ramp to build like the first third of it or something, which actually, in weight of stone, is like only like is like half of it or whatever, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then they use that big ramp to take a load of stuff up to that level, and then dismantle that ramp and use the internal ramp to do the rest of it. But there was a lot of evidence to suggest he's probably right.
Some of the things that are quite interesting, like what he's done that other people haven't had the opportunity to, because it's internal, it's a lot better protected, a lot better preserved. There's no evidence of ramps outside because, like, it used to be covered in shiny limestone. So yeah, they were very reflective with like gold work and stuff on them, and well, I can't remember if it was gold, but some metal work on them.
And the badass capstone, yeah. The Electrum one.
But but because obviously that's rubbed off, there's no trace of any like external construction methods. Whereas that and internally there are lots of evidence of beams, temporary beams that support his idea, and then notches in the brick that he's saying that's wear down from where the strap would have been put to have made it work like this. It is, unfortunately, incredibly complicated, the setup, the only way he can, the actual winch system, the winch system. It's like, most people have like said it's just over the top for how they'd have built it. They'd have built it in a much more practical way.
I'm not so sure, you know, like some of the stuff in the King's Chamber, like, because he got some engineers and stuff to do computer-generated mock-ups and stuff of the physics of...
And
they said a lot of the stuff is achievable. Like, there's that... What's it called? Outside the King's Chamber, there's, like, the... it's like the viewing chamber or...
The Grand Gallery.
The Grand Gallery, that's the one. So, in the Grand Gallery, he was showing how that was what contained a weight and pulley system.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
part of the thing, isn't it? Well, they tested the physics of it and saying how it meant, instead of... In the confined spaces they had, it meant it wasn't like they were purely counterweighting it. They also used people to pull, but it meant you could use so many less people to pull to just tip the balance to move those massive stones in place. But yeah, I mean, it seems a bit bogged down, the whole Egyptology kind of deal, from a lot of that. Like, it was quite difficult for him to get to go and really do the full analysis kind of stuff that he needed to do. And,
yeah, well, so much of it's unexplored. Totally unexplored.
The Great Pyramid.
Yeah.
Because it's like impenetrable.
Yeah. But it's mad, isn't it? Because we're still right where we don't know how they do it or what it's made, and there's still stuff to discover.
But they did some guys did scans of it as well and have shown that there are...
Loads of hidden rooms and stuff.
Well, and also there's a spiral...
It goes down under...
There's a spiral pattern around it as well that's like basically where he's saying the ramp would be, that there's these pockets all the way around it, but they're not allowed to...
Yeah.
You know, they're not allowed to go in or whatever and check it out. I honestly reckon... You can see on the outside the gradient of it at the higher levels. Like, there's a... Like, they were showing it on there, like, there's a slight light difference almost.
Yeah.
That's in the place where the ramps would be. So you kind of feel like, I reckon they're probably there. It would be ace to see if they find out. Cool. LIDAR scanning, that son of a bitch.
I'm not sure LIDAR can penetrate that much stone.
Yeah, but just that kind of stuff. You know, some going that way. Yeah. Isn't it?
Someone will come up with
doing it without x-rays, without irradiating anything.
Flood it with nanobots.
No matter how they were built, I mean, you know, how they were designed and built, who actually built them, because there's a lot of evidence saying slavery. And of course, it will have changed over time. It won't be just one reason. But there's evidence when the construction of, you mentioned his name before, the biggest one, the
Khufu.
Yeah.
It's allegedly who it was built for, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's evidence of like masons living on site at that time, like loads, like they're basically skilled worksmen, about 30,000 of them,
based on
the graves from the time that were, you know, had all the stuff there that made them those people. So whether they were telling other people how to do it or whatnot, there was certainly at least 30,000 skilled workers on site.
I feel like with
housing provided and stuff, you know, like not slaves.
Yeah, but that's the way I'm like, are they not slaves? I think there's a fine line there in like giving your slaves the best equipment to do the job and keeping them healthy, and just being slaves and running them into the ground. They still could easily have been slave labour and probably essentially were. Everyone worked for a fucking god king.
And that's when the big pyramids are built. It's when they're at their most, I'm going to make up a word here, but pharaohistic. When the pharaoh is
It was the age where the pharaoh had the most power.
And I mean, that's
Am I it shows what you can get. It shows what you can get fucking done, though, eh?
Yeah.
Totally.
If you're willing to just, like, balls in.
It's the only remaining wonder of the world. It was the tallest building on the planet for 3,000 years or something. It's like, you know, fucking hell. Like, I'm not advocating slavery, but because potentially they weren't. They were skilled labourers, but it's fucking testament to what can be achieved.
What beat it? When did it become the tallest thing?
I saw this
thing?
Just recently. It was, like, the Lincoln
Memorial?
Museum or something.
Lincoln Museum?
In London or something. It's not to do with that Lincoln. It's
Lincoln Green Lincoln.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure. I think that could be completely wrong. You'd have to fact check on that, but I think I should.
But it was insanely.
Yeah, because
I've
been reading and watching shit about pyramids, so it was in there somewhere. But
have you seen the idea that the no stones were moved? Well, they were, but not onto the actual pyramid themselves. It explains quite a big conundrum with the building of the pyramids, because the bricks are fused together. Say bricks, you know, the size of them. They're like 2.5 to 18 ton each.
The big Duplo.
And they're filled in with like a limestone mix between them. That's we can't really differentiate between the actual limestone and the cement, if you will. Yeah. But to make that stuff, you have to burn. It's made from like burnt wood, which the Egyptians didn't really have.
Because they didn't have much wood.
Yeah, so either they, like, you know, also imported loads of this wood to burn to make this material, or they actually used a different way of doing it, in which they, like, make this thing that's, like, half limestone that sets, so they build a brick, like, they, you know, fence it off, basically, pour this stuff in, leave it to set, and that's how they built it.
Oh, like, people these days, well, it's called like cast
concrete
casting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wow, that would be,
which is totally different to any other idea of how it's made, isn't it?
That's genius.
But they are perfect, like how the blocks fit in. Yeah. And stuff. They're all like, oh yeah, they use copper chisels and shit. I'm like,
did they
fuck off?
Like, you know what I think? Well, not what I think. A lot of people think. Aliens.
It had to come up.
Always comes up.
Aliens. Yeah. Okay. It's definitely possible. It's so fucking long ago. How would we know? You know, they could have done, but I kind of feel like it's achievable. Maybe it's complicated. We don't fully understand it, but actually, it's not totally out wrong. I'd seen theories of, you know, we can stick with aliens for maybe life, but I'd seen theories about like giants, man. You know, like back in the day when we had giants, that they'd done it. You know,
a lot of biblical giants.
I heard a theory as well that it was like from an ancient it was an ancient race 5,000 years ago that were technologically advanced, and it was wireless power.
Atlantis.
That's what the pyramids were.
Oh, I heard that
wireless
one.
Power. That's with the big metal capstones and everything.
And that the sarcophagus in the king's chamber was full of hydrochloric acid or something. It was actually a giant battery.
there's some great ones out there.
But like, the fuck not.
The more believable stuff is like the fact that
it's aliens. You're going to go back to aliens.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, cool.
That it looks like it was built in the pattern of Orion, the three big pyramids.
Like,
and the other
that's
interesting.
That is interesting, and I think though, like, we forget how bright that shit must have been without light pollution.
It's a big deal.
Like, it's probably, like, there's no TV, there's no radio. Yeah, okay, I'm sure there is forms of entertainment and the nature of human beings, though, will have been a rich and vibrant social life for people.
Getting drunk.
Well, that's amongst them. But presumably also, like, the stars and nighttime must have been so much more impressive that they couldn't help have been more of a draw for some people. Like,
The Egyptian, like, afterlife, a lot of Egyptians believed was in that space in the sky where, when the stars are passing, as we're saying, imagine how many more stars there would be. You know, there's the empty bit because of the spiral of us within the Milky Way.
Oh, the bit between Leo and Virgo.
Yeah, that it kind of, the rest of the stars do actually turn around. They believe that was them orbiting where souls went when they died through that hole up into space.
Oh, that's cool.
And the pyramids all point at all on that line that it takes across the sky.
That's doubly odd, because that black
point is
the centre of the galaxy.
Yeah. So the belief is that they were believed in some way to be like resurrection machines. So they were these huge things pointing there. You know,
so
with the idea
travel
of
back.
Sending the pharaohs to the next life, like getting them there.
Okay. Wow, that's some fucked up shit. Mm-hmm. But impressive.
Oh, cool.
Power of belief, eh?
Yeah.
Get shit done.
And slavery.
Yeah, and slavery. Yeah.
We do not endorse slavery in any way, shape or form.
Though I do have a slave. Well, we do have an orphan who lives on the estate.
He tends to only pop out at Christmas, though.
He can leave if he wants. We could get him to build a pyramid for us.
That would be cool. I kind of am a bit like, why... I hope at some point there's a massive project to try and build a pyramid. I don't know, I said build kind of weirdly then.
There's been some attempts to make them, like 20-metre ones. And
fuck that shit. Yeah. No, I mean, like, actually give it a go. Like, let's... Maybe not as big as... Well, to be fair, if it's not as big as Khufu's, I just think, what's the point?
Well, that's just one I came across as well. There may have been. I'm sure.
I mean, you know, they have done pyramids, haven't they? Like the Louvre and shit like that.
Yeah, modern techniques.
Yeah.
You've seen that guy.
What's the difference between a pyramid and a true pyramid? Because I hear that term when they talk about pyramids, like, because some of them, like, Doge's not like, it goes up and then bends in slightly. It's not like. I don't know if that's what a true pyramid is. Like, it's actually got to have the full-on pyramid shape.
Like you said before, that's just its core. When the, like, what was it? Like, shiny marble on the outside.
Limestone. Yeah.
It might have been, like, more true pyramid. I don't know.
I can't remember. I've not seen this in anything I've been reading recently. I'd heard it a while ago, and I can't remember what on... I think it was probably from Stephen Fry on QI, maybe. Mm. I don't know. Whatever it was. That apparently they found like records of like Bedouin travellers and stuff in Egypt from the region, and they had like records from before the earth. Basically, there were earthquakes and the limestone got loosened, and then loads of people used them to build stuff in Cairo and shit, didn't they?
Yeah.
Which totally removed the limestone. But apparently, though, those oldest records were saying that there was stuff written all over them. Like,
yeah, I've seen that. I've heard it. I haven't seen it.
That's fucking cool as shit.
Well, that would explain why there isn't anything written inside the Great Pyramid. If it was all written on the outside.
Well, they didn't want you to fucking go in.
Hmm?
They didn't want you to go in. 2 minutes, like, it's like, we'll put everything you want to know on the outside of it, because fucking leave it the fuck alone.
See the fuck out, written in 20-foot hieroglyphs all the way around. Massive curses internal. Yeah. You seen that guy in, I think it's in Somerset, who's rebuilding Stonehenge by himself?
Really?
Yeah. He worked...
Like, there?
In his field out back.
Right, okay, so he's not trying to rebuild the one at Stonehenge. He's trying to build his own Stonehenge.
No, MOD would be all over him. He'd never be seen again.
See, why not? Why can't a load of pagan people try and repair Stonehenge? That seems legit.
Because of the massive military base underneath it.
Okay, right, moving on. Let's go for something else.
Probably not, but probably is.
Yeah, like, can we move on? Like,
yeah, we're all going to get party banned.
Stonehenge isn't a pyramid.
This is just an example of, like, there's, like, techniques that we've totally forgotten about that they're totally obvious. Like, he carves them down himself, but some fucker delivers a giant block of stone to his house, so he doesn't do that bit.
No, he uses modern technology and giant fucking cranes.
He doesn't ship it from Wales. Believe that they could, you know, drag it.
Yeah, manpower, you can do it.
Yeah, but he like then carves them down to the size stone he wants, and the way he's moving them is with two pebbles.
What the fuck?
Okay.
He gets these two, like, reasonably sized rocks, and he hoists one at one end, puts the rock in at exactly the point he's worked out, it's like two-thirds down, and then hoists it at the other end, puts the rock there, and he just swivels it.
So he hoists this ginormous stone on his own?
He puts it on its point of its, like, swivelly axis.
Wow.
So half the weight's been, most of the weight's been taken, sort of, at the back-ish, and he just sort of swings it round. Gets to the other side, gets the pebble that's left behind, hoists the other end, pops the pebble under, just swings it round. He can move him like half a mile a day or something by himself. And for years we've been like, oh, we did it with rollers, we did it with two little rocks. And he's been building his own Stonehenge, and he's like, you know the things that they do where they dig a pit and then they drop them in? That's probably legit.
Yeah.
But he's just doing all that. He's even hoisted, like, you know, top beam rocks across two of them.
Oh, yeah. Looks awesome.
We might put the link up if we put links
that
up.
That is really cool. Yeah, I would like to see people give it a crack, though, with a pyramid, though. It'd be nice to see them give it a go.
It was the same article they listed, you know, like, dragging rocks across rocks, carved stones,
Probably, yeah.
It's probably a good word for masonry across the sand. It's almost impossible. So they were like, yeah, they put rollers down, they need loads of wood, whatever. They found that if you just wet the sand in front of the rock, yeah. it just sort of hydroplanes across
they
it.
They used to do it with milk as well. They used to use milk.
Milk?
Yeah, they used to add it, like the Egyptians used to add it to wood when they wanted to move stuff.
Isn't that a bit expensive?
Not if you're a pharaoh and you want a fucking giant pyramid building.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, they used sleds, didn't they? Like, that. There are a few sleds surviving from
construction.
They use, like, these weird sleds they put the stone on and then...
Did they found in tombs or something?
I think they did find some in the tombs, but they've got them in museums and stuff. Like, they presumably that is where they found them from, but it might have been from other sites, I don't know. But
from the adventure park that was on the big dune.
What?
Never slid down a sand dune?
Oh, I see. Oh, right, yeah. Cool. I was thinking about Egypt shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, cool.
I'm going to edit that so it sounds like I got a big laugh.
There's one where they built one, I can't remember what it's called, but they built a pyramid, like, right up on the fucking mountains, man. You're like, that's even, like, crazier.
Like a South American one or an Egyptian one?
No, an Egyptian one. Up on a mountain. I mean, it's not a fucking huge mountain. Let's not kid ourselves.
Well, big enough to be like, shit.
That presumably added a whole shitload of complications to your endeavour. Are there any other awesome pyramids from around the world?
The Mayan pyramid's quite interesting.
Yeah.
Everybody who says that, like, it's weird they all get built all over the world, it's just a really easy shape, isn't
to
it?
To build something big.
It's like, make a big slab, put a slightly smaller slab on top of it.
Yeah.
It is
no one else really goes for the smooth-sided thing, either. They're all step pyramids.
Yeah.
Everywhere else,
aren't they? I don't know. I mean, like, they've got, like, step pyramids in, is it Cambodia? Do they have smooth pyramids anywhere else?
I don't know. Not that I'm aware of, but I'm not an expert.
Maybe it's just, yeah. It's just their fly style.
Yeah.
It is kind of odd, though. I mean, I know it is, like, it's the most basic building.
Hmm.
But it is odd that a lot of them seem... Well, it's like you said before, I guess, the stars. That's all they had back then. A lot of them do seem to match up with star constellations. Like, Cambodia's system is meant to match up with, like, the system of Draco.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're all on the west bank of the Nile as well, which the Egyptians associate with the sunset, with death. Yeah. There's one on the east bank.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's an early one.
Oh,
or is it a late one? It's not in the top bit of the building. The
top ten.
Yeah. Top
it's,
ten.
It's
pyramids.
Not in the pharaohistic era.
No. I thought of a pharaoh tactical. Pharaoh tactacular would be better as well.
Pharaoh-tacular.
Yeah.
Bit of a pharaophile.
Don't know what it is about the word file these days that gets so underused.
It's got a bad rep.
It has.
I can only feel like we've been sidetracked here.
We have, sorry.
Pyramids, what happened to them?
I also wonder though, has some mad bastard in Egypt done like, right, because we think, oh, like, what a reverse of a pyramid is, but presumably it would just be a pyramid that goes into the ground.
Yeah.
It's totally flat on the top and it's just like a...
Not an upside down pyramid.
Yeah.
That is obscene.
Yeah, but I feel like someone probably should have, might have done that.
Like a dark anti-pyramid.
That'd be even harder to find.
It would.
Leads directly to Anubis.
Or the inner world.
Well, all around, like, Egypt, there are mad-ass catacombs.
Yeah.
Carved ones as well.
Why?
That could have housed tens of thousands of people. They don't know.
Well, the,
Because when the fucking aliens came to finish off the pyramid, they needed somewhere to fucking hide, man.
Or the ant people.
Well, if they lived anywhere, they lived in the Valley of the Kings, because that is just awesome. I know it's not pyramids, but, like, the stelae at the front of that, the carved men, are just ginormous. It's just so epic.
Whereabouts is...
I should know. It's in Egypt, obviously, sorry.
Valley of the Kings.
Yeah.
It's near Cairo-ish?
Yeah, I don't think it's far from...
And what is it?
It's just a valley, a crevice, more like a large crevice, of which the Egyptians have dug into the sides of it, and that's where all the burial tombs for their kings, that's where Tutankhamun was found, like that, all along this valley. I mean, it's a big place, you know. And that's not where the big steely thing are. That's the library, I think. But that's nearby anyway. If the mummy had anything truth in it,
Hollywood never lies.
Yeah. But yeah, no, the Valley of the Kings, where they found all, you know, all like the Egyptian treasure, like grave robbing. That's all. Well, came largely the Valley of the Kings. Yeah.
Well, and they're still finding graves there, graves, tombs, significant finds every year. A lot of grave robbing.
Yeah, unsurprisingly.
Not cool. When are we ever going to grow out of that?
When we don't have any money anymore, and those things are just cool to have, and we can just recreate them in our house with 3D printers.
When we join the Federation.
When we join the Federation.
So yeah, aliens did it all.
I don't think aliens did it.
Yeah.
Why would they turn up and just do that?
Have this thing about aliens that maybe there was a bit where they were like, aliens, if there were quite a few of them or whatever, they'd just be like coming down and having a laugh. But then as soon as we started to kind of record shit that they knew would last, they were like, oh, maybe we shouldn't be hanging around quite so much anymore because now they're going to fucking record our shit.
It'll be obvious now.
Yeah, yeah, we need to kind of, you know, like I presume that they have like, I don't know, potentially nefarious motives.
Yeah, but is there anything like the thingies from Stargate?
They're a bunch of twats.
Yeah, yeah. I always wondered why they made that one pyramid that fit the mothership, but did they fuck up the first like 5 times at Giza? They're like, no, bigger! Come on, for God's sake!
Get a bigger ship.
Well, it was just that one ship that loaded onto it, wasn't it? And there are never any pyramids on any other planets.
There's one on that other one.
There was one in the film. Yeah.
Yeah, but then the TV series kind of did away with the whole pyramid thing.
See, pyramids are so important, there's an entire TV show about them, like a sci-fi TV show.
You ever watched Stargate?
I've watched all of Stargate more than once.
Mm. I've seen bits. Yeah.
Another good thing about television and pyramids is documentaries about the pyramids.
Yeah.
There's lots of them and they're all very good. Well,
entertaining.
Yeah. I've seen some bad ones.
Yeah, I've seen some bad ones too, but they're usually entertaining.
Aren't they all supposed to be cursed to fuck as well, though?
Oh,
massively.
But why? I mean, obviously, if they're a tomb, then they'll have had that kind of stuff done to them. I can believe that. But actually cursed?
Oh, I see what you mean. No, but like, I was thinking more like the traps of poisons and shit. But
what evidence is there of them? I know, you know, naively asking, is there lots of that?
You mean people dying of curses?
It's often a lot of reports.
It's in the pyramids. People have gone in getting hit with stuff and traps and stuff. Is there any of that?
There is one. It, allegedly. Oh, that's a good one. Like Emperor Qi, I think, the first sovereign emperor of China.
Right.
They discovered in the 1950s that this giant fucking hill that had just been like in the middle of this plain where they grew stuff in China was actually a giant tomb. They've like all these legends about it going back, like, oh, it's full of like, you know, badass crossbows and like real Indiana Jones shit, like falling rocks. At the centre of it, a giant lake of mercury with a map of China made out of silver, I think, studded with like diamonds in the roof for the stars and stuff. There's meant to be some kind of weird fueling system for these everlasting torches or glitters in this silvery light. But the mercury obviously gives off poison fumes. It's
that's amazing. I'm flabbergasted.
Is this real?
It sounds cool as shit.
They did a LiDAR scan of it like 2-3 years ago and they saw shapes and it looks kind of like there's a giant map of China down there.
Why aren't they going down there to find it?
The Chinese government aren't keen.
That's one of the
because
things
it's cursed
really annoys,
to fuck.
It's one of the things that really annoys me about that stuff with the Egypt thing. It does seem like it's really a bit difficult to, like, I know I'm not saying that anyone should go be able to just go exploring over there, but I don't know.
We shouldn't be at a point where it's being kind of banned. I mean, certainly the destruction of it, but and I know they do let some people in for some stuff, but we've got the technology and the will to go and just map that like inside and out. Surely, unless it is really dangerous inside, I don't know. I wouldn't have thought so.
Well, I think so.
Politically, it's a bit hairy. It's like in Egypt at the moment. I mean, there are government upheavals. So actual archaeological research is on the downturn.
They want to get in and look at that before fucking ISIS turn up. Sorry.
What was the...
smash that shit. Sadness. Actually, that's a great little fucking... apparently, I can't remember who it was, but there was a point at some point, I don't know, 1,000 years ago or something, where whoever was in the region, in control of the region at the time, wanted to destroy the
just
pyramids.
Just about to say this, yeah.
And they had a go at one.
It was a smaller one as well.
It was way too difficult, so they just went, fuck this shit. It's like too big a cost of resources to try and break them.
Well, how were they trying? What were they doing?
I have no idea.
I think they were trying to destroy them, like, you know,
prize them apart, stone-wise.
Yeah, just like, that's what I took from it.
Amateur hour.
Well, some of the, certainly the northern pyramids have, were ransacked by Roman settlers and by exporting stones. Well, when the Romans took charge, they dismantled a lot of it, used it for granite, you know, like breaking it up into small pieces and using it in like cement and stuff.
Oh, that crazy Roman concrete you can't make anymore.
Yeah, stuff like that.
It's a bit of a fuck a lot, really, isn't it? Especially more so the ones at Giza and stuff. It is kind of a shame that there wasn't enough self-control or something or whatever at the time to go, actually, do you know what? Maybe we should just fucking leave this shit alone.
They're nice.
The worst thing for that, in my opinion, and it's probably not the worst, but it's just the one that comes to mind, but the Parthenon, because that was blown up, wasn't it?
In the war?
Yeah, well, they had all their arms in there. They had all their, they're keeping their ammunition inside the Parthenon, and it got bombed.
What?
So it blew the fuck up.
I know. Let's keep all the bullets and the bombs in the giant ancient structure on the top of the hill.
Yeah.
That's some serious tactics.
Yeah. Yeah. Hit by a cannon and exploded.
That's proper shit. I wonder who did that.
I can't remember.
Who pulled the trigger on that?
Well, there was a guy, Joey, an American...
Bye-bye!
American lieutenant, I think he was, in the Second World War, who was tasked with going to check out if the Leaning Tower of Pisa was being used by the Italians as a lookout tower and, like, to, you know, have their radios on, and they were, but he didn't call in an airstrike on it because he thought it was too beautiful.
Oh.
Like, his decision is the only reason why we have the Leaning Tower of Pisa still.
Fair play to him.
It's kind of adorable.
It is. I wonder how many people died because of that.
I'd like to imagine that he jack-bowered in and dismantled all their radio systems, and the job was complete without having to took hold and stayed in there for the rest of the war.
Let's believe that. Never looked that up.
Yeah, I'm happy to.
Yeah.
God, so briefly, did he see that thing about razors? The alleged razor.
Yeah.
Allegedly, channeling like mystical energy. You've got a razor inside it. It's meant to stay sharp.
And underneath it.
Is this a pyramid in like one of the Egyptian pyramids?
No, you just build a little pyramid.
You could build one out of paper or
out
something.
Of straws. So it doesn't even have to be a solid pyramid. It can just be a pyramid shape.
Yeah.
How does that do anything to anything?
I don't know.
What I heard was it has some effect on electrons in terms of making them flow away because of the shape of the pyramid. It makes them flow away from that the central square face or whatever, which when you put the razor blade in or whatever is supposed to stop it from oxidizing or sends the ions away or whatever the fuck it is. Some mystical sounding shit that only fucking physicists seem to understand.
I'd have to look this up. This sounds like
I'd seen it, but I don't know.
It sounds like somebody you've stumbled upon and left the website before noticing that it was actually really hokey, like chakra strengthening site.
Some mad plug.
It's basically saying the reason why the razor blade sharpens is it you're not using it, so it just stays sharp.
Yeah,
it's like perfect, man. Yeah. If you want to not use a razor blade and keep it sharp, put it under a pyramid.
Like a really hokey, like, this is the way Mother Nature intended you to sharpen your razor blades. None of this Gillette stuff. Just get one. Leave it in a triangle. Align your chakras.
Send $50 for our pamphlet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, straw triangle making for the man and the girl.
For
the 21st century chakra man.
Essentially some kind of pyramid scheme. So if you want to get involved in our giant human pyramid, you just got to sign some forms, probably get some insurance.
And if any aliens listening to this, we'd love for you to come down and show us how to make a better pyramid.
So if you want to get in touch with us, we are at thingswelike@thepeoplesbeard.com. That's our email.
.co.uk.
And our Twitter is twitter_things_we_like. Twitter at. And
things.
Things is a capital T. We're also on iTunes and YouTube and stuff. We're kind of out, we're like a disease. We're getting everywhere. No, we're not. We're more like a mold. We're sort of behind the fridge. Cool. So come back next week for Stuff Sucks, when we're going to be talking about why crime pays.
Cool.
Yeah.
Does it?
Well, we'll find out. We're going to find out.
Okay, I'll see you there.
Yeah, so this week we're going to make crime pay in some way. We'll get back to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you how it sucked.
Cool.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Bye. Oh, I've been Alf.
I'm still Andy.
I'm Jim.
See y'all later.
Y'all.
Stay safe.
San Diego.
Stay sober.